be able to have a sustainable future, to be able to have a better future for the next generations to come, we really have to change the way how we use water, the way how we manage water, and the way how we share water. If we can do that, there is enough water on this planet to meet the needs of billions of people, to be able to generate enough food, energy, etc., etc. So what we are reporting in our annual World Water Development Report is that we approach the matter with cautious optimism, and we have to take the necessary steps to make sure that water resources are used, utilized, and shared properly and in a wise manner.
Let's talk about this use and sharing of water wisely. What does that entail for the planet?
When I say using the water resources, sharing the water resources wisely, I'm referring to, for example, the integrated water resources management. When we adopt this approach, then we start looking at the broader picture. Water resources are considered how they can be used the best possible way. The allocation of water resources is made so that it generates the most profit, benefit for humans as well as for ecosystems.
Are countries implementing this integrated use of water resources management approach that you've mentioned?
Well, in fact, yes. Yes. The integrated water resources management is becoming the mainstream. Some countries are doing better than the others. So the progress varies from one country to another and from one region to another.
We know there are many issues impacting on water resources and the use of water worldwide. One of the things people talk about is having to deal with the effects of climate change. But are there any other challenges or any other issues that could also have an impact on the planet's water resources?
Of course. The thing is that in our report, in the World Water Development Report series, we always talk about global drivers. Global drivers are those major external forces that have direct and indirect consequences on water resources, on water security in different regions of the world. Climate change is only one of those global drivers. There are many other drivers that are equally important, if not more. For example, increasing world population, in my view, is the most important global driver that has an impact on water resources availability. In 2010, the world population was around 7 billion. And according to UN projections, by 2025, the population may surpass 8 billion. So there will be 1 billion more people on this planet that we have to provide water supply and sanitation services, that we have to feed, that we have to educate, etc., etc.
Of course, it's World Water Week, and the theme for the week is Water for Development, which feeds into the Sustainable Development Goals, which countries are expected or are hoped to adopt when they meet at the UN next month. Tell us, how critical is water to achieving these 17 Sustainable Development Goals?
Well, in fact, in the World Water Development Report series, we always make an effort to transmit the sense of urgency in realizing that a water-secure world, because through SDGs, the overarching goal is to achieve a water-secure world. And what we try to highlight is that a water-secure world is not a goal, but a necessary step towards a sustainable future. So achieving a water-secure world is not an option. It's an obligation. We have to do it. We always see water at the core of the post-2015 development agenda, because water is an irreplaceable natural resource. SDGs and the goals that we are deliberating currently, they are achievable. They are perfectly achievable. But what is important is that we have to change a business-as-usual approaches. If we can manage to do that, a better future is possible for the planet and for all of us.